for the beginning of the Spori Summer Services radio program. We will quieten in prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, who is the fount of life and the controller of life and death, we thank you for our life. We thank for our free and independent fatherland, where you have led and helped our people through the times. We thank for earthly and heavenly government, and we ask for your blessing for them. Bless our president, our government, and the Senate, as well as the bishops of the state church and its workers. Give all those who make decisions knowledge and understanding to build our society based on your Christian values. Grant your word to be our highest order. Dear Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, his redemption work, and that he has opened the way unto everlasting life. We thank you for the Reformation and the freedom of religion, and as we quieten around your word, we pray that you would open your word through your Holy Spirit. Call with your word those who are seeking you, so they would find your kingdom and peace on their conscience. Help those who are wandering and lost from the darkness into light. Strengthen the weak and encourage the tired on the way of life. Reveal the destination of life in heaven. Give us hearing ears before your word, and a humble heart. Bless our services. Hear our prayer. In your Son's Jesus' name, amen. We will quieten around the words of our Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which I will read from the Gospel of St. John, its 5th chapter, from verse 24 to 29. The words are in Jesus' name. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Amen. The poet writes, life so incomprehensible that it must be meant for something. Many people in their lives seek for and ask the meaning of life. This question may have arised from difficulties in our lives, or tribulations, sorrows, or man has begun to think that one day he will have to leave this time through death. Answers to the meaning of life can perhaps be found there are many answers depending on who is being asked, but the answer given in the Word of God as the meaning of life of man is that which is evident in the words of our Lord and Savior, how he wishes to give, and God wishes to give man everlasting life. In the church's old teachings, God has created man to live and for this reason man receives peace only through God. Is there someone listening to this sermon, a friend who wishes on their heart and conscience the peace of God, and who in your conscience know that your matters are not in order with God? And you would wish to have your sins forgiven and find God and his kingdom and be a partaker of everlasting life. We sang a hymn which spoke of heaven. Do you wish to get to heaven? It is the will of God God has created man to live with God. And to live in heaven after this temporal life. Our Savior gives us an answer of how sinful man can partake of everlasting life. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Thus, Jesus that after hearing the word, there is faith, and after that, everlasting life. God sent his Son onto this earth to redeem the fall into sin and to save man. Even this day, the redemption work of Christ is yet in power. And he who wishes to get to heaven and receive everlasting life, he cannot receive this without Christ, without his redemption work. Jesus says he that heareth the word and must believe it. Faith comes through hearing, and through the hearing of the word of God, teaches the apostle in the Romans. Martin Luther says that through the hearing of the word begins the joining into the throng of saints, which he means the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit does its work ceaselessly unto the end last day. He has chosen the congregation, all he has not. There is yet sins to be forgiven. For this reason, we believe in the Holy Spirit, which pulls us to the unity of the congregation each day. In the same way than with the gospel, he increases and strengthens our faith. This day, the Lord of life, through the Holy Spirit, preaches the word of his congregation. Christ himself sent his disciples to proclaim the kingdom of God, which he himself had proclaimed. The kingdom of God has approached you. Repent and believe the gospel. The resurrected Redeemer encouraged his disciples to preach forgiveness of sins and repentance, beginning from Jerusalem unto the ends of the earth. John, in his gospel, tells how Jesus gave his disciples a mission. Those whose sins you have remitted, their sins are forgiven, and those whose sins you have kept, they are also kept. The repentance mission of the forgiveness of sins has been given in this time and in this world, and through the believing of this gospel, man receives everlasting life. God's congregation is carrying out the mission command set by Jesus. This in the Augsburg Confession, the 7th and 8th article, it is stated how the congregation is there where the gospel is preached and the sacraments are carried out. And in the 8th article, it speaks of how the ungodly have been mixed with true believers. This is how we believe. Nevertheless, the kingdom of God is incomprehensible to the human mind. It is a secret of faith. Only God can open the understanding of man to see the grace of God on earth. In this way, our Redeemer encouraged us to preach, and when he spoke of this, how man needs to repent, this man cannot avoid if he wishes to repent from unbelief and be in the kingdom of God. Repentance is not that where man begins to improve his life, but the Confession of Augsburg teaches those who have fallen into sin after baptism can receive the gospel whenever they are penitent, and the congregation of God will preach the gospel. The next two matters, penitence and faith, which comes from the absolution. And when we trust that the sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and it frees the mind of fear. After this, the fruits of faith are to follow. When the Redeemer says there the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. An unbelieving person can hear the voice of the Son of God, and this word meant also in the time of Jesus that he truly resurrected the dead, and onto which this motto of the summer services refers to, when he rose Lazarus from the dead and reminded of that he is the resurrection. He who believes on me shall live, and he who believes on me shall never perish. God can help onto the path of faith, and He gives faith as a gift and also everlasting life. You today who are in unbelief, you can trust on Jesus and believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And Jesus also speaks that there is to come a time that and shall our church doctrine teaches us that Jesus will come at the end of time, and all those who have died will resurrect from their graves. Those who have believed will rise up unto everlasting life. It has begun in this time and will continue in the glory of heaven. But those that have done evil, they will experience the resurrection of damnation. This last day of judgment is not meant to make people afraid, but we should neither not speak of it either. The perspectives of everlasting life. You, traveler, dear brother and sister, can see how your path of life will have a happy ending when you will reach heaven. The peace of God, that he who carries the peace of God is happy traveling towards heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.